So I just wanted to talk about social media and how to market yourself online slightly. What I'm trying to suggest isn't just a tip or some advice. It's more quite direct, something that you've probably missed the opportunity of doing now. But yesterday was the Chancellor delivering his budget, and I have to admit, I was probably more interested in the red box than I was anything else. I was actually quite interested in the design aspect of the box and how much it cost. It was quite interesting to think about something strange like that. But I guess for me, the budget can be quite a detailed and intricate thing that often we don't like to hear or watch, but we just want to get feedback from. So in that feedback, we're trying to take what we'd like to understand out of that, both on a personal situation and on a more sort of business or job role kind of perspective. And in terms of being able to use this kind of information for an event like such a national event that happens every year, to use that within the realms of social media can be a bit strange. But I'm going to attempt to explain this to you. So when you're delivering your own social media strategy, the one thing to try to be is relevant, and you've got to try and be up to date and use the information that's current. So what will be expected in this day after, if not yesterday on the day as it's going through, but certainly from now on, there might be more blog and written pieces out there. And I think that if you can utilize your strategy, which would be to, in my case, it might be more design related, it might be more about digital culture, it could be whatever it is your business is, but you've got to pick on that target market on that one subject and find the common ground between that and the event that's currently happening. And what you'll find is they're two different tangents, but where your strategy goes in at one angle, the national event or whatever event it is that's currently happening will be going on a different tangent, but somewhere there is this crossover kind of period where you can say, okay, that bit there would actually relate to what I do and to my target audience, and that event is now and it's current. So the reason why you would want to use this style of marketing in terms of social media. When I say social media, I mean I'm thinking of blogging, not just tweeting, blogging, audio, video, a lot of real-time related kind of updates of any sort would also be sort of within that. And the reason why this would be beneficial to keep current and up to date, it would be beneficial for you because at that moment in time, right now, the day after, or even yesterday, or even for the week ahead, the whole of the country are going to be looking at the budget and how it affects them. And all of the issues that they've got will be specific and individual, but within that, if they're Googling and they're typing and searching for all of these different bits or specific bits about the budget, it might be that you can then use the real-time event in terms of SEO, so search engine optimization. So your words will naturally fill the content space of what's relatively happening on Google in terms of people searching for this moment in time. And I think it's really important that people don't get scared about using social medias, different platforms that are digital, and to not to get too scared about SEO because it's sometimes used as a more difficult and detailed kind of professional thing that you need to seek service for. But I guarantee you, if you are able to build it into what you do and your social media strategy, and more importantly, if you're able to say, I've got this event that's currently happening and let's get that correlation and hit that spot, and you've got something amazing to write about, then that's the bit where you'll go, okay, I've got something, and people will start to filter through and search. People would see that you're relevant, current, and up to date, and you'd be innovative. People would see you as a now business and a great one. So I think, yeah, good tip.